So, it's 10:04 a.m. So I'm awake at a decent hour. But to be honest with you, I'm not convinced that in 10 minutes from now, when I'm done recording this, that I don't go back to sleep. I'd say 50-50 chance. Nah, you know what? I'm gonna stay up. I'll go get some coffee. I'll meet my good friend Dan Shackey later for lunch. All right, what's in the news? Silence Breakers or Times Person of the Year. That's great. I'd say Time Magazine. I prefer it when you pick a person. If it's the whistleblowers. I guess they're not being called silence breakers. That was the Time Person of the Year once. Was the whistleblowers or the protest? Pick one. It's the person of the year. Pick one. One's got to be the best. It's a competition. We're all competing every year for Time's Person of the Year. Some of us, we're not working that hard at it. We're not really going for it. Other people, really trying to make it happen. So, you might want to go, what's sparked all this? Weinstein. Had Weinstein start. The woman who did that. You might want to pick Anthony Rapp. Say, hey, listen. This is Anthony Rapp. Anthony Rapp took down Kevin Spacey. He got Kevin Spacey off House of Cards. He's also a very talented actor in musical theater. And he's a man who... who doesn't... There you go. Men get more advantages than women. But now that Time Magazine's owned by some conservative company, I don't know, something the Koch brothers did. And who really gives a shit about Time Magazine? Anyway, but now that they're owned by some other company, they're probably the... Next year it'll be Person of the Year, Roy Moore. Not the Person of the Year isn't even supposed to be like... Here's the greatest person. It's like, who's the biggest person in the news? But person, pick one. Seems a little bit of a cop-out. And don't put it to a vote. It's not up to people. It's up to you, Time Magazine. Take some responsibility. Twitter has suspended dozens of Kremlin-backed accounts masquerading as U.S. news sources that had more than 500,000 followers. So if I just start posting, let's not even say fake news, because just say made up. I've got to put another name to it because of Donald Trump yelling fake news all the time. If I just had like some kind of completely fabricated news stories, Pizzagate, conspiracy theory, horse shit, I can get 500,000 followers. Because I'm supposed to up my social media game. So if I do that, then I'll just, I'll get all these people that are like, here's the real news. I don't like the mainstream media. I found this Twitter account that says the things that I like. All right, let's find a... Quite a fun story. Triceratops discovered in Colorado in August is actually a rare Torosaurus. So is that better? If I was a 5-year-old, would I prefer that the Torosaurus to the Triceratops? Triceratops sounds like the pretty good. Dinosaur science seems to be really mostly for children. Is there adults that really give a shit? it's fine. But are we, I'm not really worried about dinosaurs. If it's a Triceratops or a Torosaurus or what. Kids are fascinated. I'm sure I was when I was a kid, but you kind of lose it around middle school. I think maybe even fifth grade. I think if fifth grade, if a kid's really into dinosaurs, you like step it up. Or you become some type of dinosaur scientist. I don't know what they call them. Not to belittle the this discovery. I'm sure it's very important. I'm just not that smart. Well, not that I'm not that smart. I just don't know a lot about. I was never good at science. I'm smart enough. I don't need to sit here and belittle my intelligence. But I never was good. I stunk at every science class. Biology, chemistry. Those are the two bigs. Those are stumbling blocks throughout my academic career. I failed chemistry in college once. I barely passed any other science class. Very difficult. Not easy to know the difference between a Triceratops and a Torosaurus, apparently, because they didn't even know. But dinosaurs are fun. I don't mean to. Well, I don't know why I went to all of a sudden I'm shitting on dinosaurs. Like, oh, that's for children. Dinosaurs are fun. Who didn't love, you know, when Jurassic Park came out, everybody loved it. It wasn't for kids. It was for everybody. It was for kids. It's for adults. Everybody's fascinated. Former Mormon bishop asks church leaders to stop interviewing kids about sex behind closed doors. Former Mormon bishop asks church leaders to stop. So he's a former Mormon, so they ain't gonna listen to him. And if this interviewing kids about sex, is he saying that they're doing some naughty business? And by naughty business, I mean raping children, as seems to happen in different religions. Petition to stop the press of one-on-one interviews between Mormon leaders and children has garnered 5,000 signatures. Well, you're not going to stop them from that. 5,000 signatures, and you think that's going to stop them from doing whatever they're doing in these interviews? I'm sure they're already saying, no, this is fine, this is healthy, this is for the child. And then, I didn't even read the article, I don't know enough about it. But it sounds, whenever you hear religion, children, it's usually bad. So, and I'm not even anti-religion. I'm just anti-molesting children. That's always been. Australia legalizes same-sex marriage from 2019, ruling all existing laws discriminatory. Well, about time there, Australia. Now, people say America is backwards, or we're have an issue, but like, well, look at Australia. At least we're not Australia. We legalized same-sex marriage years before Australia. And then they're going to just have to look down at their tops of their shoes and say, yeah, we were dumb. You'd think they would be a little more progressive being so far away from everybody. Female police captain in Indiana suspended after white male privilege remark. What did she say? What did this Indiana woman say to get her suspended? After she told a fellow officer he benefited from white male privilege. Get her out of here. Suspension. These are the people that are, hey, I should be able to say whatever I want. You have white male privilege. You're suspended. Well, I guess she'll learn not to speak up. I don't know what the situation was. Maybe she deserved to be suspended for saying that somebody benefited from white male privilege. Who am I to say? I can't tell Indiana how to handle their police force. All right. This has not been a good episode. I thought at times maybe it would be not so terrible. And nope. Turns out just a regular old not good one. So, well, maybe tomorrow we'll see what happens. See you then. We love you.